Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this morning's devotion is recorded in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verses 1 and 2. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck what is planted. This is our text. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus our Lord, the words of this biblical text that I just read the first two verses from and the sixth thereafter were so compelling to a folk singer back in the late 50s that he penned a very famous song on the basis of it that probably many of us have heard before. He did nothing to the words themselves. They were so powerful. But he just simply rearranged them, and then he added two phrases. First, after the very last phrase of verse 8, a time of peace, he added, I swear it's not too late, because he was an anti-war protester. And then to link the biblical verses together as images of change, he created the chorus, the well-known chorus, to everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, 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 and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, a time to reap. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to laugh, and a time to weep. For stark beauty and primal truth, it is hard to get any other striking text quite like this one. Ecclesiastes 3 drives straight through to where we live, right to our hearts. We find images here of both the judgment and the grace of God, and the reminder that we live our lives choreographically taken care of by God Himself. The words here that evoke birth and death and seed time and harvest really remind all of us of our own lives. They evoke us. They evoke our relatives, if you allow them to. They bring life alive. They remind us of who we are. I remember my first deaths. The GI was lying in the back seat of the car. I was 17 years old in high school, a deer hunter, on my way to go and do some bow hunting. And there were the flashing lights, and when we arrived on the scene, you could see the one that was the driver who was still alive through the shattered glass of the window, but then in the back was the corpse. And the next day, of course, it was the front view window of the injured man that everybody could see, but I thought about the corpse in the back. And then there was my great uncle. And who was there for you? First funeral I went to. I did not know him very well. But at the funeral, that sense of loss somehow just crept over me at the funeral, leading to uncontrollable sadness at that time and then tears that I was not expecting. Or to turn it slightly, think of the Christmases. Think of the births of brothers, sisters, of children. A harvest that we have encountered, the Easters, all those joyous times that we have spent in our lives. And this time of year, the huge cultivators are now beginning to go out into the fields when they dry. And they're going to be harvesting the corn so that we'll see that yellow corn in the bins. And the calendar years have rolled by and by, and we have those images in our mind. Calendar pages turning, turning, turning. Perhaps so slowly at first, but then quickly. How long did it take you to arrive at 20 years, at 18? A flash. and our time is by. I look at my hand and I remember the hand of a youth planting seeds in the soil as my parents stood over me, directing me how to do it. We all know the visceral elements in these truths of the text that turn through the seasons of our own life. There are times for every purpose, going to school as we are now, some of us. That's the time to do it. Time to get married, a time to raise a family, a time to prepare to die. For all the pleasant events, the heart of the reality, of course, includes death, which was signaled by the hymn that we sang before the sermon. The plows turn over the soil, prepare it for seed time next spring. In the graveyards everywhere, shovels turn over the soil, and like seeds, our bodies are planted into the ground. Everywhere. The harvest season is the time of pumpkins and wheat shocks. But amidst this image of joyful harvest, we find the paradoxical presence of the grim reaper, a reminder that in it all, there is also a reminder of death. That death is the payment for our sins. The wages of sin is death. The soul that sins, it shall die. And that describes all of us. But if our scriptural text this morning reminds us of an ever-turning cycle that leads from life to death, other scripture happily speaks of another kind of turning. Consider Ezekiel. As I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his ways and live. Turn from your evil ways, Ezekiel writes. There's not only a time to be born, but there is a time to be reborn through the gospel that calls us all to believe in his Son, Jesus Christ, who gives us really another kind of life. For many of us, that life came at our baptism. For others of us, it came when we heard the word. And it comes to each of us daily. It comes through the sacrament of baptism. It comes to us through the Lord's Supper when we bring the very fruits of the vine, bread and wine that become the very body and blood of Christ, to assure us of the forgiveness of our sins. When it comes to times and seasons, God knows much about these because he is in control of all of them. In fact, in eternity, he worked out our salvation. And though he saw the entire human race destined for destruction, for eternal winter, dying forever, and that's the just payment for all of our sins, because of his gracious, loving heart, he sent his Son to redeem us from our sins. And so Paul wrote in Galatians about that very time theme that certainly is in Ecclesiastes, but how much larger is it when one measures who Christ was in terms of the larger seasons of our life? When the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. The Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to take on human flesh and to go to the cross on our behalf. And then through the seed of the gospel, he brought us to believe in him, and he calls us even to this day to affirm that he is the very Son and the very God who came to redeem us from our sins. He calls everyone to believe in the Son and to be part of the new harvest of life that comes through the gospel. No one here, thinking that he is alienated from God, need fear because through the gospel, we are assured of the forgiveness of sins. And that's what the parable of the wheat and the tares is about. Ecclesiastes speaks of a time of planting and plucking up that which is planted. And on one level, that signifies death for us. But the gospel rewrites our entire life through his Son, calling us to believe in his Son and to see ourselves as wheat, harvested not by the grim reaper of death, but by the very Son himself and by his angels, who will take us to be with him in heaven. If the 60s folk singer said, "I swear it's not too late," with respect to war. God has sworn on the basis of the blood of his Son that it is never too late to become part of the harvest of salvation. The harvest of life in heaven is yours simply by believing in his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please rise. Prayer request has been offered on behalf of 11-year-old Teresa McPherson, niece of Dr. McPherson, who underwent surgery for cancerous tumors in August, and indications are that the cancer has returned. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we come before your throne on behalf of young Teresa as she continues to struggle with this deadly ailment. Calm her and her family with the knowledge of your gracious promises to work all things for the eternal good of your faithful. Strengthen her by your grace. Grant wisdom and ability to the medical staff as they labor, and according to your gracious will, grant healing to her body. We commit her into your loving arms, asking all of this through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.